Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, sharing with you this week something that has happened to us recently and which concerns our prayer meeting coming up October 23rd through 27th here in Branson, but really something for the entire body of Christ. A man has had a vision. Throughout the book of Acts, supernatural visions and dreams and the Holy Ghost speaking and angels. And our church, the Church of the Living God, is going to operate that way in the end, and we've had an incident. We were praying June 29th here at Prayer Mountain in our corporate prayer, and God lifted us to a place as we prayed about our dear country. And he said to us, there is one thing that will save America, and it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. There is one thing that will help Israel. There is one thing that will help the world, an awakening to God. He made us to know the part that prayer plays in any awakening, and the great awakening. He said, be ready for that prayer conference because it means so much this year. And he said, you be ready and prepared, and you have the people prepared. I did not know how to prepare the people, so we sought. All of our praying people decided we would pray every day in our prayer closets and ask the Lord, how do we prepare people for that conference? We agreed that on July 13, the Lord, we'd come back together with what we had received from the Lord, and he would show us what to do. Well, we heard from the Lord on July 13, all right, but it wasn't the way we thought. We heard from a man named Brother Wiseman. Actually, I did not know this man. He did not know me. But I got a telephone call on July 7th from Zona Hayes, Brother Norval Hayes' daughter. She said, Brother Wiseman is a man in our church. We have confidence in him. He's a minister. He travels most of the time. But when Daddy and I can't speak at the church, he speaks for us. He doesn't know you, but he's had a vision, and he believes God wants to share it with you. And so, on July 13, I had Brother Wiseman call, and we actually had him speak to our prayer group on July 13. We are playing for you this week a part of the CD that is a recording of what he shared with us. Now, at the end of his vision, he was told, this is for you. It is a revelation. It is for the church, the body of Christ. Call Billy Brim and tell her about this vision. Now, he did not know me. He said, I knew of you, but I never had heard you preach. I didn't know a thing about your ministry. He called Zonan. Brother Norval told me the other day that he called him, and they arranged for him to call me. I have still not met him. He will be at our prayer meeting in the fall, but we are praying to you. Now, the vision was this. It opened and it closed with an opening. The opening and the closing was a statement. There are ambers, A-M-B-E-R-S. There are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. Then he saw scene one. He saw a meeting, a Holy Ghost meeting. I believe it, and he does. It was our fall meeting. Scene two, he was lifted up above the earth, and he saw earth as a dark place, and he saw bright lights all over the earth. He saw a wall, a great wall that was made up of what we have since decided was praying people. They were actually in the wall like fire. They were glowing the color of amber. And they also looked like they were fire, and they made up a great wall. Then he heard the closing words at the end of the vision, which were, there are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain. We're going to pick it up right there and play the CD. We'll tell you at the end how you can get the entire CD. Okay, Randy.
The only words that were spoken were, there are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain. The next day, I began to look for the word amber in the Bible. And of course, it's only used to describe a color, A-M-B-E-R. And that's in Ezekiel. And of course, in Ezekiel, there's the description of the throne, him that's sitting on the throne, and the amber color. And really, when you can see that as representing the glory of God, the fire of God. God, the part of the dream that I was pushing one part of this vision off, and that was the part that I had premeditated of what I was going to see. I just kept saying, well, that's the flesh part of me. That's the flesh part of me. But a few weeks ago, God spoke to me and he said, that is a season. And I began to ponder that. Many times God will speak just one word to me. He'll just give me one word, but there'll be such revelation come out of that one word. But the Lord said, that is a season. Well, as I began to ponder that and pray over it, I began to recognize the season was the autumn season, the fall season, the season that a lot of times people will build a huge fire, gather around the fire outdoors. God began to deal with me that that was a fall season. And then God began to deal with me almost immediately after this vision that it was for me personally. It was revelation word. And then God, after I began to study on that and ponder on that, the Lord said, now this is not for you alone, but you are to share this with Billy Brim. And I said, Lord, I don't know Billy Brim. I've never been in her meetings. Every time Zona or Brother Norville has had her scheduled, I've been away. Now, my daughter has been in your meetings before. She's been in one and thoroughly enjoyed it. And I said, Lord, I really, you're going to have to help me get in touch with Sister Billy. Well, I began to talk to Zona. And I'm not a pushy person, okay? But I began to tell Zona, I said, Zona, you know me. And I just believe that God's given me a word to share with Sister Billy. Well, Zona said, Brother Wiseman, I will get on that. But she, like us, we like to be sure we're in God's timing on something. So she made the phone call to you, then you called me back. Here, God began to speak to me about this. I want to share a few little things on this vision. Then I want to share with you what I feel like God's got in this for you. When we spoke the other day, I didn't want to share too much because I did not want to influence what God would be wanting to speak to you individually. So there were some things I just kept quiet on. But the word amber is a resin fossil. It's a fossil that's formed from resin. Now, not rosin. Rosin is more the sap that flows through the vascular system of a tree or plant. But resin is something different. Resin is what gets, it's a sticky secretion, but you find it in the canals and pockets in the tree or plant, more or less in its protective covering. And it's, in studying this, one of the things that I discovered that I didn't know. Most people now, they would just relate amber to the jewelry that it's found in. But amber comes from this resin. In times past, some of the trees that it came from that were more prominent were the cedars of Lebanon. That's where a lot of the resin came from. Well, it would become fossilized over a period of time. Resin was used, one of the most well acquainted with Bible scriptures that would tell us what resin was used for. It was used for the making of frankincense and myrrh. It was used for perfumeries because of its aroma. Its sweet-smelling aroma. And there has been ambers that has been found that had life, forms of life from the remote past. They found feathers in ambers before. They have found butterflies that have been fossilized in amber, and there's been some creatures found in it that I care not to mention. But one of the things that spoke to me is seed has been found in ambers from the remote past. Now keep in mind, there were ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain. And I want to inject something here. There is a seed, a remnant of people, that has been preserved down through the ages of time. I tend to want to say since the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the book of Acts, there's always been a seed. There's been a remnant that's been preserved. And of course, we can go back farther than that, even to our natural Jewish nation. But as I begin to study on in this, about the amber and how it was formed.
I want to pick this up here and say that we are playing this CD that Brother Weissman shared with us. You can get it by calling us absolutely free, 1-800-972-3447. But as he spoke, and he goes on with the vision, and we're going to play more of it the rest of the week, God showed him that in his people, he had seeds. Amber is the best preservative, one of the best preservatives. They use the idea in Jurassic Park, making the movie. I have a piece of amber, and inside it is a spider. You could go into that spider, and you could take it out and get its DNA, and it would be so perfectly preserved. And God spoke to him and showed him that there are ambers in the people of God that are preserving seed that is in us. Seeds, and we're going to talk even about embers tomorrow and fires of revival, but gifts that are in you. You know, the Bible says that gifts are placed inside us even by the laying on of hands. There was the same spirit that was in Moses was in Joshua. The same, and of course, things came into Timothy by the laying on of Paul's hands. God speaks in 2 Corinthians 4:7 of the glory of God, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The earthen vessel, our body, is where God has chosen to place these wonderful things that he's going to tap now. And what the message is coming across in this CD is he's going to tap this autumn, this fall season, throughout the church, the gifts that he has inside us. Now, if you want to be with us with our meeting, it's October 23rd through 27th here in Branson, Missouri. We believe it's going to be a very special time. We would like to invite you. Just call us about that meeting at 417-336-4877. Shalom, shalom.